As we say goodbye to Black History Month, but not Black History because that exists year-round, we embrace the dawn of Women's History Month. And a number of women are bringing their talents to town this week. Filipino artist Risa Puno's exhibit, Group Hug, is coming to the Fabric Museum and Workshop. It focuses on caretakers and the people they care for. It was inspired by family members and the Filipino concept of kapwa, which celebrates community. The vividly colored exhibit opens tonight with a reception that's free and open to the public. It goes from 6 to 8 p.m., and Group Hug runs until July 21st. Also tonight, Paul Robeson is celebrated with the strings he loved. Women of the Strings is a tribute to the athlete, scholar, performer, and activist who lived at 4951 Walnut Street in the last years of his extraordinary life. Now, the Paul Robeson Home and Museum will host the concert tonight from 5 to 7:30, both in person and online. Performers also include Nikki Powerhouse and Mandy Jang. Women of the Strings is free and open to the public. It's been one of Philly's signature events for almost 200 years. This year, the Philadelphia Flower Show's theme is United in Flowers. Because no matter how much the city changes, the show still brings people together from all backgrounds. Along with the floral displays from veteran and new designers, there's the Butterfly Exhibit, Sunday's Family Frolic, next week's Fido Friday, and the Flowers After Hours Party next Saturday before the show ends on March 10th. You can find all the details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Event says perennial, as the flower show, are rare, but the Harlem Globetrotters have been doing their thing since 1926. As it's the last day of Black History Month, you should know that the Globetrotters started out as a competitive team, and due to the skills of their African-American players, they influenced the pro leagues into finally integrating in 1950. Two of the NBA's first three African-American players, they were also Globetrotters. You can see the team at two venues this weekend, tonight at the Leah Chorus Center at 7, and Sunday at Wells Fargo at noon and 5 p.m. From the court to the stage. There's a woman. Bob Dylan's music is reimagined for the show Girl from the North Country, playing at the Forest Theater. The Tony Award-winning musical is set in 1934 at a guest house in Duluth, Minnesota. There, a cross-section of people pass through who are looking for respite from storms, both literal and figurative. It runs through next Sunday. Marian Anderson was just honored by having Verizon Hall, the home of the Philadelphia Orchestra, renamed after her. The rededication ceremony is in June with a gala celebration. The Marian Anderson Historical Society further celebrates our homegrown opera singer's life and work with a production of Porgy and Bess at the Chapel of Four Chaplains on Saturday, March 2nd. Howard Monroe of CBS News will host and narrate. The concert starts at 6 p.m. Like flowers, globetrotters, and Black history, some things do stand the test of time. Beethoven certainly has. His music will be the focus of the Philadelphia Orchestra's All Beethoven Concert. There are three shows starting tonight, another on Friday afternoon, and the last on Saturday night. Tonight's concert starts at 7:30 at, well, it's not going to be Verizon Hall much longer, but tonight it still is. Things to Do has stood the test of time, and we thank you for that. Before we go, we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for details on what you've heard and to find out more. including what neighborhood is hosting the latest restaurant week. Hint, it's in South Philly. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with your weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.